Welcome to Your Healing Place podcast with Linda and Mindy. It is our desire to address common concerns of how abortion and faith intersect in order to validate the emotional pain and grief that abortion can bring and give hope that recovery is possible. So we're here again with Mandy Poole. She is our administrative assistant, intake coordinator, and unbound Bible study leader, and my friend and my co-laborer and my sister in Christ. And we could go on and on, but she's here today. We're going to talk about how to continue healing through serving. And, you know, in our mission statement for an Eamon Place, it is, we want to reach everyone broken by abortion, lead them to a place of healing where their hearts can rest in an Eamon Place, and then use their healing to help others. Because we can get healing and then we can just sit. And none of us just sit. I mean, all of us are doing something. We're moms, we're sisters, we're daughters, you know, we're wives, we're coworkers, we're students. You know, we have people in our life that are around us. But sometimes God wants us to use what we've just received to help others in a similar situation, or maybe not an abortion recovery. Like Mandy, you're not called to do abortion recovery Bible studies, but you are called to work in this ministry and where we are serving those who are wounded by abortion, but also to help those have brokenness in their past due to sexual sin, whether it's theirs or what other people have brought to them. And so taking that healing and using it to help others actually brings another layer of healing that can only come from that. It really can. So, you know, when I'm serving people, I'm not just dishing things out. I'm sharing my life and my story, you know, and the more I share, the more that helps others and the more that helps me actually.
Oh yeah. I 100% agree with you. You know, it's really amazing the extra healing that God brings when we are willing to take that step and be vulnerable and turn around and offer help to the person behind us. Because so many people suffer from these things and they have no place. They have no mm-hmm. place to openly discuss them or talk about them, especially our age ranges, because it's not something you talked about. None of this is.
Yeah.
And so what do you do with it? You just hold on to it, right? And it's so heavy. And God's like, no, give it to me. Well, how do we do that? Like, how do we really, truly release all of that? You know, and so to be able to facilitate that for somebody else, to be able to finally see, hey, this is what helped me. Let me help you. Let me speak into you, you know, what God spoke into me. Let me help guide you through this process. It's hard, you know.
You know, and there's a couple of scriptures actually that are coming to mind, and probably many of our listeners would be familiar with, you know, the one in Corinthians where it talks about comforting those with the comfort with which you've received from God. When we receive comfort from God in these things, then we give it to others. But I want to read Colossians 1, because we don't just receive healing in terms of that particular issue, like whether, you know, abortion recovery or sexual sin, when we serve others, we heal like in a more whole way in our soul and our spirit, because we're actually drawing nearer to God because we're doing what he's called us to do. So there's a scripture in Colossians and it says, for this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. So that's Bible study, being filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. That's Bible study. That's small groups. That's, you know, where you're sitting and you're just quiet time with the Lord or with others doing Bible study. But then the next verse says that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Fruitfulness implies that we're serving. We're never producing fruit for ourselves. We're always producing fruit for somebody else. And when we do, we increase in the knowledge of God, in the knowledge and the wisdom of God. That gets deeper into our being, into our inward parts, as Psalm 51 says, you desire truth in the inward parts. And that just cleanses us even more and just brings that deeper level of healing through serving.
Oh, agree. I mean, completely agree. That's one of the main processes, right? Is to be sanctified. And with some of the things that we personally walk through, you can't completely be sanctified until you're willing to turn around and help someone else. Even if it's not necessarily the same situation or the same thing, it's just being able to open that and extend that same love and compassion that God gave to us, you know. And sometimes, and I don't know if you felt like this, but I know there were times in my life when I was just really battling the things that I had done or the mistakes that I had made, the bad choices. I just felt so far from God. And it took somebody external to me to kind of show me that love and kind of bring me back in. And I really feel like, you know, in serving, we get to do that. Like we get to just really pour out the love that God pours into us every day.
It's so true because we're not just serving in acts of like physical acts, right? We're serving with our heart, but we're serving with our words, right? We're telling them, telling others what God did for us. It's sharing our story, it's being a witness, but it affirms what we believe. So if we can say outwardly what we think we believe inwardly, and it lines up with scripture, it only solidifies and it affirms what's going on in there. So if you are somebody who falls into this phrase, hurt people, and are easily hurt by people, if you find yourself easily provoked by others' actions or words or statements, even if you don't know that person, and you could be standing in a grocery line and they could turn and they could say something to you about something that should be benign to most people, and you're easily provoked by it, there's an indication that you have a hurt in you, because oftentimes we don't recognize those hurts. You cannot effectively serve others until you first get healed. But if you want to continue your healing, serve others. Thank you for listening. This podcast was inspired by the many conversations had through the years with women struggling from the emotional pain associated with abortion. Thank you for allowing us into your healing journey. Subscribe on major platforms or podcasts can be heard. Learn more about virtual abortion recovery healing at www.anevenplace.com. The link is in the show notes.